The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It's The Sod Show for Friday. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Brian. Another brilliant, glorious day to be a gardener, wouldn't you say so?
It is indeed. Where are we going today, Peter?
We are on our way through Dublin City Centre. You'll notice that Brian nor myself are, well, I suppose, have the ambiance and comfort of the studio. I've managed to drag you out momentarily. We're just travelling through what is a beautiful day in Dublin City Centre. And we are going to visit, we're going for tea and coffee with the ambassador of the Netherlands.
And the Netherlands, our famous pop quiz listeners, are famous for which flower?
The tulip, but of course, Brian, and that is partly the reason we are going to talk to Rob, as the Sod Show affectionately knows him. And we're also going to meet, oh, my apologies, I just keep my eye on the roads here, but we're also going to meet Fred, and Fred is the deputy head of mission, is Fred's official title. He also works with Rob, so he'll be there with us as well. Angela Dupe is there too, a well-known Irish garden designer, and Angela, I have to give her credit, is, well, she'll tell later on, but one of the brains behind what is starting to become another nice date on the Irish gardening calendar. And I think what's happened here, and I got to give credit where it's due, Brian, but you know, there's a point where we had no garden shows in this country, and then all of a sudden we ended up with Bloom, which, you know, was born only 4 or 5 years ago, and now you've got people like Angela who are turning around saying, do you know something, a little bit like Electric Picnic, and then you end up with the Spirit of Folk Festival. We're getting that, and that is a nice evolution. It's a very nice evolution. Yeah, I think in fairness to Angela, you know, she came up with this idea. She thought about it, and then she phoned the ambassador to the Netherlands and said, well, hey, what do you think? Do you want to get involved in this one? And we'll ask him about that a little bit later on the show.
Peter, yes, we will be going to the ambassador's residence and we'll have that interview shortly, but we'll also be telling you about a wonderful naming competition where you can name a tulip, an Irish tulip with an Irishy name. That competition details coming up on the Sod Show, but it's also our first anniversary, Peter. We're 1 year on the air.
We are indeed, and I have to say, what an eventful, surprising year it's been. It's funny, even just thinking back, Brian, I don't think 2 years ago I thought I would be on our way to any ambassador's residence to talk about a tulip festival on air or not. I don't think I ever saw this day happening 2 years ago, but I do got to give a little bit of a hat tip to good friend of mine and yours, Bernie Goldbach. He's at Top Gold on Twitter, and Bernie lectures down in Tipperary Institute, because if it wasn't for Bernie saying to me, hey, will you talk into the tail end of your iPhone and give me 5 minutes of gardening advice, the Sod Cast, as it was known, wouldn't have been born, and you wouldn't have recorded a radio jingle for me, which I suppose then it's fair to say the Sod Cast wouldn't have evolved into the Sod Show, and we definitely wouldn't be sitting together now. So 1 year later, it's
on the spot, not rehearsed, I'm going to ask you, on the spot and not rehearsed, what is your highlight of the year out of everything that we have recorded and put to air? What sticks out as a memory in your head?
I don't know. I think you know, it's fair to say, and you paid homage to it last week, that there's a lot more than me and you behind the scenes. I know we might be the voice on radio, but there is so much preparation and time goes into editing and putting together what is, you know, 25-30 minutes of audio per week. There's so much work goes into it. behind the scenes, there's a lot of people involved, and a lot of people, I think, have graciously and freely, willingly given their time to me and to you. I mean, I think it's fair to say in every single week of every show we've ever done, I could pick one highlight out of each of those. And it's like looking at Thierry Henry's top 20 goals and saying which is your favourite. You'll never get it down to just one, and I think I'll go with that one. You know, be it Jane Powers, or be it the lads in the Pitch and Puck Club in Ballybohol, be it the Ambassador's Residence where we're still on our way to now. And thank God traffic is moving quite freely and it's a beautiful day. But I think there's a highlight. Literally, there's a one-liner in every single show.
I'm going to go for one, okay? And it's all wrapped up in one weekend, really. The song of the week that week was Canned Heat and Going Up the Country. Is that what it's called? I should know my music.
Yes, in the company of Mr. Anthony McGuinness, that was, yes.
Yes, indeed. And then we went to the Spirit of Folk, which was one hell of a weekend in more ways than three. And what... the one-liner from a particular show I remember is, and you can tell the story behind it, is, he didn't get the memo!
Oh, that was your interview with the guy who was making the nets from, what was he making them from? Wool, was it?
It was some sort of string.
Plant material. It was some sort of plant material that he had. I think he'd taken it from the willow, if I'm open to correction, and I think he was supposed to be going under his pseudonym.
Where was he from?
He was from the Fingal Living History Society. Sounds a bit funny, but yes, I think it's fair to say if there is...
I'll set it up. I had interviewed a guy previous to him from his crew, and he'd give me his name, and it sounded very Scandinavian and old. And I asked the second guy I was interviewing, and what's your name, was about the third question into the interview, and what's your name, because I'd picked up on this meme that they all had given themselves Scandinavian names, and I said, what's it, your name is?
My name is, do you want my Viking name or my real name?
He didn't get the memo on the name thing.
Sorry, man, you should have just went Shano. Names, Viking names. All right.
Takes two. How you doing, what's your name?
Hi, I'm actually Rolof Summerson.
Rolof Summerson?
Yeah, it stands for Wolf Shield Summer Traveller.
That was it, Brian, that was the one.
It's been 1 year on the air, and let's hope this odd show continues to stay here, as we said last week, that we do it for you for free, and we only do it for you, the listeners. So thanks for listening, and if you could do us anything on our one birthday is send us something on Twitter to #sodshow. No, actually, what you could really do is tell a friend to tune in and listen. So if you've got a friend anywhere in the world, you can get the show on iTunes for podcast, and you can get it without iTunes as well, by the way, and it's here on the airwaves of Dublin 103.2 every Friday at 3 p.m. but do tell a friend, and they can then tune in. So I tell you what, Peter, we're just about there. What we'll do is we go for Song of the Week, and we'll be back to you in the residence of the Ambassador of the Netherlands.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Thank you.
Tiny Tim from 1968 and the aptly titled Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
On the 16th of February at 1440, a bulb, the most expensive ever snowdrop bulb, sold for £725 sterling, quite surprisingly. However, in Dublin on the 29th of March, a jury chaired by Professor Mary McAleese will decide the naming of a tulip bulb. Myself and Brian are in the residency of the ambassador to Netherlands. He's sitting to my right. Ambassador, how are you?
Thanks very much. I'm fine, but I'm ambassador of the Netherlands, not to the Netherlands.
Oh, my apologies, my apologies. It's been a while since I've interviewed an ambassador on the Sod Show. Can I ask you a little bit behind the scenes, maybe, and can you give people just an idea at home of just how big the tulip market is?
Well, tulips have always been very close to the Dutch. We have a huge amount of bulbs that go abroad. When we talk about the Irish market, it's about 2 billion. Now, that's a big amount. We're used to these sort of amounts when we talk about bailouts, but in this case, we're talking about bulbs. So we're very at home in Ireland, and we want to make the Irish even more conscious of their interest in tulips. Today, in the Irish Times, I read that flowers are getting more and more interested, that consumers and Irish people in general are more interested in buying flowers than in doing luxury expenditures in many other fields. So gardening and flowers are something that are becoming more and more to the heart of the Irish people.
It's gone a little bit of a stage further than this, and it's fair to say that this naming of the tulip has become a little bit of, I suppose you could call it an event, and a nationwide event. One of the brains behind this, and part of the reason it's fair to say that myself and Brian are here, is Angela Jupe, an Irish garden designer. Angela, could you just give people what popped into your head when you thought, it's not every day somebody says, if it's fair to say, that I think I'd like to start a tulip festival?
No, but I've been growing tulips for years, and I realised that they're such beautiful flowers and they fit into so many different situations. So what I thought, along with my colleague Anne Ward, was why don't we have a tulip festival? And the whole idea has grown from that, because we decided we would approach the Dutch embassy, since we didn't know any growers in Holland and we weren't quite sure how to go about maybe finding some nice tulips. And the whole idea of having then a tulip naming competition and then the festival came out of that.
Rob, can I ask you, can I call you Rob?
Sure.
Rob, can I ask you, when an Irish lady phones and says, hello, could I speak to the ambassador, does the lady or person at the end of the phone say, yeah, sure, what's it in connection with? Well, I'm thinking of starting a tulip festival. Did you kind of scratch your head a little bit and go, oh, look, tell her I'll call her back, or how does this all work?
No, I'd love her to call me. And the reason, we have an idea about this whole festival, because normally in the Netherlands, tulips, new bulbs, are named to very famous people. It has something of an exclusivity of naming a bulb according to, for example, the name of an American president, or the name of a celebrity in the field of films. But in Ireland, we have decided to do exactly the opposite and go for what the people themselves would like to associate a tulip with. And therefore, we want this tulip to have a name according to the wishes of what the winner of this competition would like to see as a name for a tulip. So if somebody calls me up on this thing, they can have me on the phone right away.
Angela, what's the programme of events to set to take place? Because the timeline between the Sod Show airing, as people are listening now, and the closing date for entries for the naming bit is quite short, a timeline.
Well, that's right, because The timeline would be the entries need to be in by the 9th of March. Now, after that, what happens is the tulip will then go through a number of different juries, and it has to go back to Holland in order to be registered by the tulip board before we end up with our final name. Because, of course, the tulip has to be a name that will go out there. It's going to be there, for you hope, for a very long time.
Have you thought of a name yourself, out of curiosity?
I'm trying not to.
What other events are on the horizon, and where and what can people go and see and do during the festival timeline? Because I thought it was just the naming of, and then the more I read, the more I realised it's actually a little bit like St. Patrick's Day having St. Patrick's Week, which we do have now. You've created something similar.
We have, because once the tulip has been named and the name chosen, which will be finally announced on the 29th of March, then we have a tulip festival following on in three gardens in the Burr area. And that tulip festival will run for a full week. And it'll start off, first of all, with some speakers from Holland who will be coming to talk about tulips and other plants as well. And then we will be, we'll finish at the end of the week with a botanical art session, because a lot of Irish artists are very interested in painting tulips and other bulbs, of course, as well. So it'll be a festival that will bring people through three different gardens in the Midlands. We're going to have a country house garden, a country cottage garden, and a townhouse garden. So we'll be able to see tulips in all sorts of different situations.
How far, for those, I suppose, who don't know Ireland that well and are listening abroad, but how far is Burr in Offaly, where I suppose it's the epicentre of what will be the Tulip Festival, and it's where you live yourself? How far away from Dublin is Burr?
Exactly 100 miles would bring you down to the gardens.
So you'd be there in about 2 hours and a bit.
2 hours, with the motorway and everything else now, it's actually quite short.
Okay.
And we're equidistant from Galway, from Cork, from almost from Donegal. So it's open to, it's a very good centre. Hmm.
If people want to find out more, have you websites in place? Is there?
Yes, we at the moment what we're doing is we're using our own website, which is angeladupe.ie. We're using Facebook as well. So all the information is up there and out for people, and there will be more going out as well over the next few weeks.
Okay. And if people want to find out more, I will of course have this up and all of the relevant links. If you just search Sodshow hashtag on Twitter, I'll have all the details up there in some format or other.
The deadline for receiving entries is the 9th of March, and the announcements will be made of the winner on the 29th of March at an event in the Botanic Gardens.
Will I ask the ambassador what the prize is?
The prize is a trip to the Netherlands.
And you get to stay in a top hotel and...
Absolutely. And visit the bulb fields. And there is also a ticket to go around Amsterdam. Isn't there a train ticket to go to Amsterdam?
Wonderful. It sounds wonderful. I want to win it. I'm now thinking of a name, and I'm going to get my children to enter as well.
Tulips aside, I do have to say there is something extremely romantic dating back to, I mean, the first bulb I ever grew was a hyacinth. Ambassador, can I ask you, are you a gardener yourself?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. No, I'm not. But I have put a bulb into the ground once, and after some months it did come out.
How would you suggest... People, I'll ask a professional to my left-hand side in a moment, but how did you, or do you remember growing, or what you did to plant it?
Well, I did something very simple. I just made a hole in the ground, and you have to not put them too deep, but you put the bulbs in a reasonable depth, and then you close it, and then just wait until about May or April and see what comes out.
But is there a bit something, I mean, the same way as a kid, you know, young boys climb walls and wear the toes off their shoes. Is there something, I mean, and maybe for Irish sons, or at least for me, being a child of the pre-80s, that you you know, one of my uncles often said to me, you know, we would have been reared with a hurley almost in the cradle beside us. Is there a little bit where the sons of the Netherlands kind of just instinctively know how to grow bulbs? Is there a little bit of that?
Well, many of them do, but it's getting more and more in fashion, because the whole idea of being interested in what happens in the earth in general is fascinating more and more young kids.
I took the train from Osnabrück in Germany through to Enschede, one of the largest open market sites I'd ever seen in my life. If you're a fan of flowers and cheese, smell is just wonderful. And we took that train journey through what I suppose in Ireland we would see as the yellow fields. They're the fields you would paint as a child. They're yellow and they're beautiful and green, and it's that yellow crayon colour that you would use only painted like a veil on a tub of butter kind of thing. In Holland it was just rows and rows, and I mean as far as the eye could see, of just blues and reds and yellows and tulip flowers. It was strikingly beautiful. How would you kind of piece that picture together if you were to describe to somebody how beautiful Holland is when all of the tulips are in flower?
Yeah, well, Holland and Ireland resemble each other in the sense that they have many rainy days. Mm. And the sky can get pretty grey. Mm. And if you suddenly see these rows of tulips that splash colour, it's a wonderful contrast sometimes with the grey skies. And also if the clouds move, sometimes in countries we have a lot of wind, both our countries do, and if you see that sky with this moving of clouds, and underneath, again, these rows of strong colours, it's something that's very, very imaginative to many of us, and particularly to young kids that like to learn to draw. Paint.
You strike me as a very happy man. Is there something about, I mean, I'm even looking at the display of tulips that you have on the centre table in front of us. Do you reckon that's a part of it? Do you reckon pretty flowers, colours that bright just make people that happy?
I think that this whole idea of flowers with strong colours, flowers that have something that are able to radiate something of happiness, is something that is very modern and something that is going to appeal to our minds. It's something that we want to be associated with. And that's why also being in Ireland and thinking about what I would like to be associated with, I think gardening is a very, very healthy thing to be happy and associated with.
And a final question for Anne. Can you give us a final a compelling reason for people to look up the website, and that is angeladupe.ie, and travel to Birr? What's the compelling reason to travel?
I think it's great to see the tulips growing in their natural environment. We have different types of tulips, the Darwin tulips, the Paris tulips, little dwarf tulips, all growing in different situations. Then the gardens are open for the week 21st of April until the 28th of April. €5 entry fee. The Birr isn't too far away from everywhere in Ireland, really. Roughly an hour and three quarters on the motorways to Roscrea or Tullamore. It would be our nearest towns.
Wonderful. Angela, Anne, Ambassador Robert, thank you very much.
Yes, from the residency of the Ambassador, we look forward to seeing you in Birr at the Tulip Festival at some point in time.
Ooh, I made it to the grapevine, and I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
It's The Sod Show on 103.2. We're back. What do you think of that, Peter?
Yeah, very interesting, isn't it? Nice story, nice event, nice how it came about, nice company.
It is, and through all the Sod Shows we've done in the last year, it's the odd thing. It's somewhere close to the subject of gardening and landscaping and the outdoors and the earth, but it's always the people that we talk to that make the stories. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened yet, but the plants and the flowers and the vegetables, they won't talk to us. So it's the people and their stories that make this show what it is.
Yeah, there's an old book I have at home, Brian, and I think it's Marjorie Fish. I'm open to correction on that one now. I'll research that one a little bit better, but the quote in it is that one should remember that gardens are primarily for people and not plants, and it's true to the point. But for those at home, do mark your calendar, and next year, you know, when you're doing that thing where you're saying Granny's birthday is on the 21st of March, Peter's birthday is on the 2nd of March, etc., 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 mark it in. Now your tulips are in flower. You need to backtrack a couple of months. Keep your eye out on the sod show, and we will let you know when it's the right time to plant them.
Peter, just before we close for today, can you tell us what would you like to hear coming up on the sod show over the next year?
I don't know. I think the one thing that seems to be in demand is, and I think it's something we're going to start doing from next week on, is probably the first week of every month is the garden advice for those at home listening. And but I think it, you know, like all shows, they really work better with the interaction of the listeners. And I think as a result of some interviews we've done, we've had people phone us up and say, hey, would you like to, we've got a nice story. And I probably not so much put an SOS out there to anybody. I mean, we've never had a shortage of offers of interviews, but I think if you've got a good story, if you've got a date in your diary, if there's a plant fair coming up, if there's a gig on the horizon that you think we should know about, I think the answer is yeah, put it in a Twitter note. Hashtag at Sod Show, hit us on Facebook / Donegan Landscaping, and leave it out there and send us an email. And
okay, well, just one more reminder on that competition for to name the tulip. The closing date is the 9th of March. You can enter up until then for everybody from 8 to 80 and upwards if you're interested. That's it for show 52 of the Sod Show, year one complete. It's on to the future. I'd like to thank my co-host, Peter Donegan. Have you anyone to thank?
Probably yourself, Brian, as well, equally. But no, again, to you listening at home, like you said last week, Brian, to those at home, to the guests who have been on the show, and the team behind the scenes at Dublin City FM, thank you so much for everything. Yes, very much appreciated. And it's been a good year, an eventful one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.